Iva, I-V-A, Wilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S, 528, 54, 70-year-old woman, today is 12-18, 70-year-old woman who I've been asked to see today for possible palliative care, period. Patient has her own primary care physician. Patient is on oxygen. She states that she's too weak and cannot go to the doctor's office even using her scooter, period. She suffers from COPD, chronic pain, tobacco abuse, back pain, bone pain, foot pain, bone loss in the hip, osteoporosis, and chronic back pain, period. Surgeries include hysterectomy, gallbladder surgery. Social? She's a heavy smoker. She says she told her doctor she's not going to smoke. They gave her Chantix, but she still smokes despite being on Chantix. She's divorced. She worked for the county, worked for the city. She was a dispatcher. She was a clerk. And she also was an inspection for the city. Allergy penicillin, period. Last hospitalization was 2 months ago with a small bowel obstruction. They told her that if she needed surgery, they couldn't do her surgery because her lungs were so bad. Review of system, shortness of breath, pedal edema, weakness. She lives in an apartment, has no fam, has no kids. One son, had a son who was an RN in the Army in 2019, died of leukemia. She's also too dependent. She uses 2 liters of oxygen nebulizer treatment on a regular basis, has depression, anxiety, especially because of the death of her son. COVID, flu, pneumonia shots are up to date per recent hospitalization records. Medication, Zoloft, 50 milligram a day, Neurontin, 600 TID, aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Lisinopril, 10 milligram a day, Celebrex, 200 milligram twice a day, Metformin, 500 milligram once a day, Metoprolol, 50 milligram once a day, Zyrtec, 10 milligram a day, Doxepin, 25 milligram a day, Lipitor, 80 milligram a day, Seroquel, 100 milligram a day, Remeron, 7.5 milligram a day, Tramadol, 50 to 100 milligram 3 or 4 times a day, and Chantix, which she's not taking on a regular basis. Family history, dad died of some sort of cancer, mom definitely died of lung cancer. Review of system as above on exam. 70-year-old woman in mild respiratory distress. Patient gets very short of breath with ambulation, 1 to 2, 3 steps. O2 side is 92%. Heart rate is 100, especially with walking from the couch to the door. Blood pressure is 170 over 70. Heart positive, home positive, still tachycardic. Lungs, ronchi and rouse with coarse breath sounds. Abdomen, obese, neck shows no JV, slight JVD, skin shows no rash or mucosa with ambulation, neurological, non-focal, lower extremity, 1+ edema. Assessment, 70-year-old woman with COPD, tobacco abuse, never wants to quit smoking, too difficult for her to go to the doctor's office, wants to be cared for at home, needs better pain medication, cannot get to the pain management's office. Tramadol is no longer working for her. We'll discuss this with the medical director, period. Any paragraph, back pain, next number is history of bone loss, next number is history of osteoporosis, next number is O2 dependency, next number is uses her nebulizer 4 times a day, next number is diabetes, next number is diabetic neuropathy, next number is blood sugar stable and the current dose of metformin, next number is weight loss, next number is decreased appetite. The decreased appetite is also responsible for the low blood sugar or normalization of her blood sugar, next number is hyperlipidemia, next number is anxiety, depression, PTSD after death of her son on Seroquel and Remeron and Celexa at this time. Next number. Showing evidence of core pulmonary and pulmonary hypertension. Thank you.